Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. We're still under a winter weather advisory until 7 this morning. But WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic says it's already starting to taper off in some places.
Quickly, especially from about the District East, the snow's beginning to taper off. There is one little patch still left over well to the west now as you get into Fauquier County. So as you go out 66 westbound, you may run into that. And that may still try to clip us here this morning. Thus, the Weather Service keeping the winter weather advisory until 7.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Now from the WMAL Storm Center in Virginia, Stafford County and Spotsylvania County schools are closed today. These schools are opening 2 hours late. Fairfax County, Fauquier, Fredericksburg City, and Prince William County schools all opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, Prince George's County schools are opening 2 hours late. So are schools in Calvert County, Charles County, and St. Mary's County schools all opening 2 hours late. Six people are dead after a shooting at a mosque in Quebec City. Eight others were injured. Meanwhile, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has reacted to the attack and is promising to protect that city's Muslim population.
One of the first things that they do is they get their special teams to sort of begin to circulate around the city, change their patterns up to protect areas that they are concerned about. And in this case, there will be some extra protection at mosques.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. Protests continue at airports across the country aimed at President Trump's temporary ban on people coming into the U.S. from some majority Muslim nations. And apparently, more and more passengers found themselves stranded at airports.
Love, not hate. Makes America great.
At Dulles Airport outside Washington, hundreds showed up, joining thousands at other airports around the nation and outside the White House. Since it's in Virginia, Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe arrived.
I was informed by sources that we have a family here who has been detained.
In a statement, President Trump insisted the blocking of people coming in from seven nations is not a Muslim ban, just a 90-day cooling off for deeper vetting to prevent would-be terrorists from entering. Bob Costantini, Washington.
VDOT is preparing to add a lane to I-66 East inside the Beltway. And Arlington County officials want to make sure it's done right.
It was the compromise they made. All lanes on 66 inside the Beltway will soon have tolls, but a third lane will be added eastbound, expected to open in 2020.
With it comes a commitment to actually do the transformative goals of this project in a way that don't just require adding pavement.
Arlington board member Christian Dorsey and his colleagues say they want an emphasis on noise and environmental mitigation and more transportation options.
VDOT and this region and the county have come around, and they are to move more people, not just more vehicles.
As Board Chair Jaffes said, VDOT says nobody will have to give up any property to make room for the new lane. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A former Prince George's County school aide is expected to plead guilty today to federal charges of child sex abuse. Deontay Carraway was initially charged almost a year ago. The Screen Actors Guild handed out its highest honors last night with some accompanying political commentary.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus won the first actor, as the SAG Award is called, of the night. Best actress in a TV comedy series, but her acceptance speech was far from comedic.
Because I love this country, I am horrified by its blemishes. And this immigrant ban is a blemish, and it is un-American.
On the film side, the big award went to Hidden Figures, best cast in a motion picture.
$100 million this weekend, not bad.
Taraji P. Henson talking about the receipts the film took in this weekend. There was also discussion in the political vein about whether politics belongs on the entertainment stage. Henson says, as did many, actors are first citizen. Backstage at the SAG Awards, Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,094, the NASDAQ at 56.61. Sports, the AFC beats the NFC at the Pro Bowl. The Metropolitan Division wins the NHL All-Star Game. NBA, the Wizards extend their winning streak to 4. College basketball, Virginia loses. Virginia Tech wins. AU loses. And the Maryland women win again. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. or what you need to hear. If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Bill. We had an accident in Silver Spring, Randolph Road at Connecticut Avenue. That's gone, so that's good news. Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south between the Beltway and Route 50. It's a 13-minute trip. 270 southbound from 70 to 121. It is bumper to bumper. 21 minutes our travel time here. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, more like 8 minutes. And in Virginia, northbound, 95 between Aquia and Quantico, a 7-minute commute. You tap on the brakes. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel is beginning to build, and we still have that problem on the Green Line. Delays expected on the Green Line at Branch Avenue, 2 Branch Avenue, all because of an earlier disabled train at Greenbelt. That's the problem. This report brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Got knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information. 1-800-888-KNEE. That's 1-800-888-KNEE. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Bit of snowfall here left over. Winter weather advisory until 7 this morning. That's about it, though, for accumulations. Most of them now east. Might dust the ground, add another half an inch in some spots. And then clearing as we get into the afternoon, especially breezy and cold, 38. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Centerville, 32 in Silver Spring, 33 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. World leaders react to President Trump's travel ban. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes talk. Good morning to you. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. As we continue to cover all of the activities, seems like it's been a flurry of activity ever since Inauguration Day, doesn't it? Coming up at 6:35, James Carafano from Heritage. 7:05, Joe DeGenova. Kristen Toto will talk about the SAG Awards and all of the protests Hollywood laid on us last night. At 8:05, Danielle Pletka with AEI, and the Dr. Zudi Jasser will join us at 8:35. As I said, Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary. And let's move on now, if we could, to what's going on with the SAG Awards last night. You know, look, the SAG Awards, Screen Actor Guild Awards, supposed to be a tribute to the movies. It's supposed to be a tribute to all the things that are going on in Hollywood and the acting and the craft of making films. But none of that really mattered. I couldn't even tell you who won these awards last night, because you know what? The whole thing was absolutely tied up with protests by those who are actors who don't like what Donald Trump has done on this immigration issue. I mean, it started right off the bat with scandals. Kerry Washington, she kicked off the awards from her seat in the audience as she looked at the camera and said,
"A lot of people are saying right now that actors shouldn't express their opinions when it comes to politics. But the truth is, actors are activists no matter what, because we embody the worth and humanity of all people. This union helps me to do that. I'm Kerry Washington, and I am an actor."
There you go. And then Ashton Kutcher, who took the stage, and he followed on with this.
SAG-AFTRA members and everyone at home and everyone in airports that belong in my America. You are a part fabric of who we are, and we love you, and we welcome you.
Okay, and though there, thus it began.
We also welcome you to the 23rd annual Screen Actors Guild Award.
Oh, yeah, and incidentally, we have this award ceremony that we're doing here. Here's the thing that bothers me so much about this. Let me just sort of express this idea before we hear more of this outrage, this left lunacy from the people in Hollywood. What bothers me about this is that it seems to me that the actors and the actresses are stepping on their own message. This is supposed to be about their craft. This is supposed to be about their work. The movie companies look at this as a way to promote movies that they can then, you know, get people to come and see in the movie theater, and you can, you know, they'll buy your tickets, or they'll eventually rent this on DVD or elsewhere. It's about promoting the movie industry, and they step on their own industry by clouding up the message with this. And here's the other thing. If you're an actor or an actress, what is the one thing that you don't want? You do not want to be typecast. You do not want to be that person who is looked at as, well, that person is known for that particular role, right? Why do you not want to be typecast? Because every time you pop up on a screen, people remember you for that one role you did, right? So they're always saying, oh, I don't want to be typecast. Oh, I don't want to be, you know, boxed into one particular kind of role, because it will divert the audience's attention every time I pop up, and they're not going to take me seriously in this new role. Here's another part to that that they don't think about. If you are an actor or an actress and you get on the stage and you say something like what we've heard Ashton Kutcher and Kerry Washington say, there's a half of the people in this country are going to be deeply offended. And so now, every time you pop up on the screen, they are not going to be thinking about your craft. They're not going to be thinking about your art. They're not going to be thinking about the role that you're trying to portray. They're simply going to have their view of you clouded by the fact that they disagree with you so fiercely. So how does that help you as an actor or an actress? Wouldn't it be better for you to remain, as they say, that empty vessel to which a role is poured in? You become that character, and that as far as the audience is concerned, you're a blank slate, and you can surprise us with your performance each and every time. But we're not going to give you that opportunity if we're irritated with you. And I don't understand why actors and actresses and musical performers don't get this, Mary. But the problem is we do give them that opportunity over and over and over again. We're not good at boycotting. We're just not. We still go to see movies. And granted, and this is the other thing, a lot of these movies these people are making are flopping. They're not making any money. They're not making it in the States, but they're making the money in China, and they're making the money in overseas markets where people don't pay $12 a ticket to go see a movie. There's a lot of people who are priced out of going to the movies, but yet these people don't care because they still arrive in their limousines, and they truly believe their own press that we think that their opinion on politics matters to us. And until we start boycotting their movies and stop seeing their movies and stop watching their TV shows, it's not going to affect them. Yeah, the actor who plays Howard Wolfowitz on The Big Bang Theory showed up. And I love The Big Bang. Please don't ruin this for me. He showed up with a sign that said, "Refugees welcome." How many does he have in his home? And the woman who was with him had written across, you know, "Let them in," across her chest with Marks-a-Lot of some kind, so that, you know, all the cameras would show this picture. And you know what? I'm done with The Big Bang Theory. See, and I love that show. The Big Bang Theory. Yeah, see, so there you have it. Here is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I want you all to know that I am the daughter of an immigrant. My father fled religious persecution in Nazi-occupied France. And I'm an American patriot. And I love this country. And because I love this country, I am horrified by its blemishes, and this immigrant ban is a blemish, and it is un-American.
All right, so just a couple things. It's not an immigrant ban. I know. It is a ban on a small number of countries who the Obama administration identified as being, you know, harboring terrorists. And all that we are doing here is we are saying for the next 120 days until we can get some systems in place to more thoroughly vet the people coming from these countries where a great number of people would like to do us harm, we're going to sort of slow this process down. We're going to look at things on a case-by-case basis. We're not going to allow people to come in until we are sure that we can vet them to make sure that they're not coming here to do us harm. Now, how is that un-American? It seems to me that's very American and very responsible of this administration. Which administration do you have greater confidence in? One that says, here are seven terrorist countries, and they're bad people there, and then does nothing about it? Or the one that says, hey, that list that the Obama administration put together of these seven terrorist countries that harbor terrorists, why don't we make sure that we're very careful about who's coming in from those countries? How is that a bad thing? I don't understand it.
Brian, there. This is why they lost. They don't understand America. The left coast and on our inner cities, those blue areas that are primarily city areas and densely populated, and you look at California, those people don't live the lives that a majority of Americans are living. They view the world, we all view the world from our perspective, and their perspective is limousine liberals. They don't see their own hypocrisy, because they are surrounded by people who think exactly the way they do. And they can't understand middle America. They can't understand people who are up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work. They can't understand truck drivers who leave their families for a week in order to haul goods across this country, because that is just not their world. They're so disconnected from it. Even Obama said the reason he didn't see Trump coming is because he is disconnected from America. And these people are too. But if you tell them that, they don't get it. They think that because they are adored and loved and lauded and people go to see their movies, that they are America.
Well, we'll have to come back to this a little bit later. We're going to be talking about it throughout the morning. It's now time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's check in with Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Brian. A couple of issues on 95 northbound between Aquia and Quantico. It's beginning to build in volume. It's about a 7-minute trip. Northbound approaching the Beltway, there's a crash. Two right lanes are blocked. Police very much on the scene. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, it's slow. And 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, it's about a 13-minute commute. The BW Parkway headed south between the Beltway and Route 50, more like 12. And Metro's Green Line to Branch Avenue still running with residual delays. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the snow is tapering off, but we have some roads that are giving us problems. And by the way, schools in some areas are closing, are opening 2 hours late this morning. Go to WMAL.com and check out our storm center to give you the complete list of that. The high today around 38 degrees tonight. Clear skies early, followed by cloudy skies later, and a low of 29. Tomorrow, I'll have a little partial sunshine and 52. Not too bad tomorrow. Thursday in the mid-40s, and Fridays, temperatures will be in the upper 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, just a little bit above the freezing mark at 33 degrees, 618 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Well, just so you know, there are some companies out there that are sort of thumbing their noses at the Trump administration and this immigrant screening process that they have imposed from seven countries that are known to harbor terrorists. Starbucks Corp. Chief Executive Officer Howard Schultz said on Sunday that his company planned to hire 10,000 refugees over 5 years in 75 countries. And this comes 2 days after, of course, Donald Trump set in place this immigration review situation. So there is Starbucks, in a way, saying to this administration, we disagree with you. Make your decision when you go to get your coffee this morning whether or not you really want to continue to support Starbucks in this way. I think it's a fair thing for you to do as a consumer.
What does that say to the American worker?
Yeah, there's a good question. Are there no Americans who want to work at Starbucks?
No, but they get welfare, so it's okay.
Yeah. Then Uber Apparently, Uber, let me see if I can get to the crux of this story. Hours after Lyft's co-founder announced a $1 million donation to the American Civil Liberties Union to, quote-unquote, defend the Constitution, Uber chief executive Travis Kalanick pulled out his pocketbook as well. Kalanick promised in a Facebook post that the company would create a $3 million legal defense fund to help drivers affected by the Trump administration's move to restrict immigration and refugees from 7 countries that have been known to harbor terrorists.
How does that affect an Uber driver? Just curious, because they're already here, right?
Yeah.
How does I don't understand how that affects an Uber driver.
You know, it
stinks.
Either.
I can't use Uber or Lyft now.
Yeah, now, this is the thing. It's the number of companies that, if they offend you and you don't want to support their activities,
right, you're stuck.
The number of people that you can now do business with is dwindling. And I thought it was the job of business to bring in customers, to not offend the customers, but to go right forward in a way that you continue to build your customer base. These actions are going to offend roughly half of America.
You know,
how does that work out for you?
Well, for me, it means that in the morning when you're just going to have to come pick me up. I'm going to have to call my Brian Uber.
Well, then be ready to get up a little earlier, okay?
Yeah, you're crazy early. You're insanely. You're up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. This is gonna be sort of a thing. I mean, more and more. I think that people on our side of the equation should take note of people like Starbucks and Lyft and Uber, and the people who put out the movies that we were just talking about, who mm-hmm. have some issue with it, and decide whether or not we want to continue to support them. Because here's the thing. I guarantee you, if they start seeing their market share dwindle,
yeah,
they'll get over this stuff real quick.
But the problem is, both Uber and Lyft, what do? The only thing you can do is start a competing service. That's the only thing you can do. It's Uber or Lyft. Those are your two choices. And if the cabs are on strike and Uber and Lyft are donating to this cause, you don't have another choice. Now, you have another choice for coffee, obviously. There's a gazillion choices out there for coffee. And I haven't been a Starbucks fan since my first cup of Starbucks. I've had one cup of Starbucks coffee, didn't like it, it's overpriced, that was the end of it. But there are people who just love the coffee. And I don't think this is anything new for people who are Starbucks supporters. Yep. They're very political.
Just let me know how that works out for you. That's what I want to know. 622 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Comfort, safety, value, it all goes hand in hand. From our stand-up guys who are just different from most any other contractors you've had out to your home. These are clean-cut, stand-up guys, background check, professionally trained, great individuals. Hi, this is Dave Snell. We know 90% of the time we're dealing with housewives. I know when my wife is home, I have somebody come out. I'm always wondering, is it going to be somebody that I'm going to be concerned about? Is it going to be a stand-up guy or not? My guys are all stand-up guys. And that's the difference. We're very, very selective in the people that we hire. To be very honest with you, it's one at about every 50 we interview as a shot for working for our company. You'll be happy to invite my stand-up guys into your home. You just can't lose when you choose the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Once all this is over, you're going to pay for everything you've done.
Everyone will, including you.
Tonight.
Nobody's going anywhere,
especially you.
When the ones you trust most.
A word of advice. Take Ryan out before he takes you out.
Are the ones to fear.
He will betray you.
No one.
How far do you want us to go?
As far as it takes.
Is safe.
Millions of lives will be lost.
Quantico, all new tonight, 10, 9 central after The Bachelor on ABC.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
I threw my magic eight ball away. I tried to stop guessing what was going on in the market, but instead focus our planning more on how to prepare yourself for an environment in retirement that's going to include, inevitably, market increases and market corrections many times over.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
It is 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Brian, and good morning, Mary. We have an accident, 95 northbound just before the Beltway. Two right lanes are blocked. Police are there. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. Building volume, 12 minutes, our travel time. Northbound 95 in Virginia between Dale City and the Beltway, it's a 38-minute commute. That's about 23 minutes more than the deemed norm. The inner loop of the Beltway between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, very, very slow. A couple of metro items. The red line now, single tracking between Tacoma and Silver Spring, and the green line to Branch Avenue. Residual delays because of an earlier disabled train at Greenbelt. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing down the snow through, winter weather advisory until 7 this morning. Then we get into the afternoon, some clearing, maybe up to an additional inch in spots, especially east. Slick roads expected, 38 this afternoon as we get some sunshine and a breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees. It is now 626. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And Mary Walter, today we have the story of Jughead the deer. Apparently Jughead really loved pretzels. Or, you know those, have you seen those barrels of pretzels?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have the hard pretzels and they come in a little small barrel.
My husband loves them. Yeah. We have several of those barrels.
And as you eat all the way down and eat all of the pretzels, what is left at the bottom? The salt crumblies, right?
Yes, yeah, the best part.
Well, that's what deer like. And apparently the deer went for the salt crumblies in this barrel of pretzels,
mm-hmm,
and then got the jug, the barrel, stuck on its head.
Oh, poor thing.
And so
thing.
This deer, which has been named Jughead the deer, since January 17th, has been wandering around Harford County, Maryland.
That's a long time.
With this plastic jug on its head. I mean, I don't know how you get water. I don't know how the deer survived all that time.
10 days. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, apparently, they were able to finally track down Jughead the deer, and they popped it with one of those drug darts, tranquilizer dart is what mm-hmm. I'm trying to say, and then they were able to remove the jug, and I'm happy to tell you that Jughead the deer is alive and doing well, and last seen, you know, eating things other than pretzel salt.
Somebody's shrubs, probably. Yeah,
that's right. They're rhododendrons. It is now 6:27 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to check in with James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. It is now 6:30 in the nation's capital, and that means it's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A modest snowfall this morning is causing some school delays in our area from the WMAL Storm Center. In Virginia, Stafford County and Spotsylvania County schools are closed today. These schools in Northern Virginia are opening 2 hours late. Fairfax County, Fauquier, Fredericksburg City, and Prince William County schools all opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, Prince George's County schools are opening 2 hours late. Calvert County, Charles County, and St. Mary's County schools also all opening 2 hours late this morning. Police in Quebec City say they don't believe there are any suspects other than the two men already in custody in a mosque shooting that killed six people and wounded eight others. There will be solidarity rallies across the province today. Officials are calling the attack an act of terrorism. Amid growing protests and international condemnation, senior administration officials are declaring the implementation of President Trump's immigration order a massive success story, claiming it had been done seamlessly and with extraordinary professionalism. Some Republicans in Congress, however, have urged caution amid legal challenges to the order banning travel from seven predominantly Muslim nations. A growing number of Britons consider President Trump to be an unwelcome visitor to their country following the immigration order. That could lead to the cancellation of plans to have him visit Great Britain later this year. President Trump could nominate a Supreme Court justice as early as today. The frontrunners are said to be federal appeals court judges William Pryor, Neil Gorsuch, and Thomas Hardiman. One seat in the high court has been vacant ever since the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last year. And sharpshooters will be at work today at Fort Meade, culling the deer population on the base. Federal government sharpshooters plan to kill at least 100 white-tailed deer at Fort Meade to curb damage to vegetation. It all starts today. It'll continue through March. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,094, the Nasdaq at 5,661. Sports: Virginia rallies but falls short as the Cavaliers lose to number one Villanova. Virginia Tech wins, AU loses. The Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards win again. The AFC holds off the NFC to win the Pro Bowl, and the Metropolitan Division wins the NHL All-Star Game. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's Jazz Heritage Series, Thursday, February 9th at 8 p.m. at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall in Alexandria. This free concert will feature Grammy-nominated vocalist Nina Freeland and the premier jazz ensemble of the U.S. Air Force, the Airmen of Note. Tickets are needed for this free jazz concert, Thursday, February 9th at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall. For more information, log on to usafband.af.mil. That's usafband.af.mil.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work, learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Alexandria Tuesday, February 7th, McLean Wednesday, February 8th, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you. Good morning. In Hinesville, there's an accident. Columbia Pike right near Route 50. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between the Beltway and Route 50. It is now beginning to build in volume. It's a 10-minute trip. Should only take you about six. 95 northbound right before the Beltway, there's a crash. Virginia moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. The inner loop between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge at 20 commute. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, 22 minutes. And this mass transit note that is red line, single tracking between Tacoma and Silver Spring. The green line, because of some earlier issues to Branch Avenue, we do have residual delays. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Leftover snow and cold this morning. Winter weather advisory until 7, but snow's pushing east. Little additional accumulation. Maybe half inch, up to an inch in some spots, especially east. Then some sun, breezy this afternoon, 38. Clouds come back in tonight, 29. Some partial sun tomorrow, milder, 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Gainesville, 32 in La Plata, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 7:05 this morning. It should be a really good session with Joe DeGeneva this morning, our legal analyst. 7:35, Christian Toto will go to those SAG Awards and talk about those people in Hollywood who cared more about their political statements than their craft. And then at 8:05, Danielle Pletka. 8:35, Dr. Zudi Jasser. I'm Brian Wilson, again joined here today by our good friend Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. How are you? I notice you're not reporting that Villanova won yesterday.
I'm not, because I don't care. Vice President for the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy. That was good. Do that again. That's great acting.
No. You know what? Now you hurt me. Now you just hurt me. There's no need for this, for such hostility this early in the morning.
Joining us on the line, James Carafano, Vice President for the Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Good day to have you on board, James. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good to be with you.
All right. So let me start off with these, I'd like to call them enhanced vetting procedures that have been placed upon people who come from seven countries that have been identified by a previous administration as being countries that harbor terrorism. The outrage has been everywhere we look, at the airports and everywhere. What's going on with this? Was this the right move in your mind?
Well, you know, as somebody that worked on some of those policies during the transition team, let me tell you the rationale behind that. And it has to do with dealing with emerging threats, right? Because tens of thousands of foreign fighters flowed into Iraq and Syria. And as ISIS has been losing space over the last couple of months, everybody, not just the United States, the Europeans, really everybody, you know, the remainder of those have to flow somewhere. And everybody, every intelligence analyst on the planet, believes that they're most likely to flow into those seven countries. And so the concern is not just for those countries, but that they could then outflow from there and attempt to do terrorist acts in Europe or the West or South Asia, for that matter.
But
the most likely way to go is to on a visa or disguised as a refugee.
Well, and you just said something very interesting. You said, you know, a lot of people have said, well, look, we don't have any history with problems out of these countries, and I disagree with them on that to some degree. But you're saying it is an emerging threat, one that is not yet completely developed.
So, you know, oftentimes the phrase goes, you know, generals always want to fight the last war. So here you have an administration which is actually forward-looking, right? And they're preparing for the next wave of terrorism before it happens. And that the reality of why they're actually doing this has just been completely obscured, as is the practicality of it. I mean, when all is said and done, the process and procedures that they have in place on visas are very, very similar to the Europeans. And, you know, on refugees, I mean, we learned that the European model doesn't work. You don't bring people in and vet them later. So actually, I think the difference between what the Trump policies look like and what the Obama policies look like in the end won't be that big a deal. And when we look back, we'll just scratch our heads and say, what was all the hysteria about?
Yeah, and didn't ISIS also tell us, they actually told us that they were going to be sneaking fighters into foreign countries disguised as refugees?
Yeah. You know what's really funny is when you talk to the critics of the administration who actually know their business, who actually know the issues, the threats, how the vetting procedures and everything works, their criticism isn't, oh my God, the president has thrown out the Constitution. Their criticism is, you know, this is just basically a PR stunt because the things are going to look pretty much the same. You know, they're not out there saying that, but their notion is, how much tougher can you make this? Because people are forgetting Obama focused on exactly the same seven countries.
Well, and this is the thing that I keep coming back to. Which is the right procedure? To have an administration which identifies seven countries that are a threat to the United States, and then to do nothing about it other than say there are bad people in these countries, or the administration which takes those seven countries and says, you know what, we need to make sure we're looking very closely at people who are coming to us from these areas.
And that's a good point. On January 20th, 2017, Trump owns this. And if there was a terrorist attack on January 21st or 6 months from now, and Trump's answer to vetting visa and refugees coming out of these countries is, well, I just did what Obama did, people would look at that, they would find that pretty hollow. They own this, and they have an obligation to assure on their watch that the procedures that are in place are the best that they think is appropriate. So, this to me is when I you know, I've been dealing with this all weekend, so maybe I've got a little PTSD.
I'm with you as well.
But when you hear people talk about this, all it does is it tells me about their politics. It doesn't say anything about their knowledge or concern of the issue. And when I see Republicans, you know, I'm not a partisan, I'm a nonpartisan guy, but when I see people in the president's own party going squish on this, very clear that is they're reacting to the political pressure, not to the facts of the case. It's Washington at its absolute worst. I just hope the administration has the guts to just follow through on what really was a very practical and reasonable step to take.
So how do they get their message out? How do they get out the reality of this versus the propaganda, which was swift and very well organized?
Well, I'm not sure they will. And I think that's a fair criticism. I mean, they did not have people out, their people out all weekend defending their policies, which I would say lick on them. I think the and you know, there's also been some friction in the implementation on that. I think the administration's priority was getting these things out the door and getting them done, and I think they were more concerned about that than kind of the optics around that. So that's, I think, a decision that they made.
James Carafano, listen, you've given us a lot to think about this morning, and you brought me new ammunition. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, brother.
No, good. It's all good.
It's all about the ammo.
It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
If you need a new heating and cooling system, ARS Rescue Router is now offering a 60-month, zero-interest loan with approved credit for a limited time. Call ARS Rescue Router now or visit arsofvirginia.com to schedule your free consultation.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-275-4183 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-275-4183 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-275-4183. That's 800-275-4183. Call now.
It is 6:45 now, WMAO traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hello, Brian. Good morning, Mary. 95 northbound will begin in Virginia. Just before the Beltway, there is a crash. The police have moved it over to the shoulder, but still causing some slowness. Be careful. In Sterling, Old Ox Road approaching the Dulles Greenway, there's an accident. Police on the scene there as well. Now, the George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, about a 15-minute commute. Now in Maryland, 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split, about 33 minutes of travel time. Green Line, Metro's Green Line to Branch Avenue. We're still having residual delays because of an earlier disabled train at Greenbelt. And the Red Line is single tracking between Tacoma and Silver Spring. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Leftover snow and cold this morning. Winter weather advisory until 7, but snow's pushing east. Little additional accumulation. Maybe half inch up to an inch in some spots, especially east. Then some sun, breezy this afternoon, 38. Clouds come back in tonight, 29. Some partial sun tomorrow, milder, 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mary Walters in the house today. And so, Mary, you know, we had the inauguration and security was a great concern. We now are learning through some reporting that has been done in the Washington Post and elsewhere that we came very close to not having a very important security tool for this inauguration. People may or may not know that the D.C. Police Department operates a very extensive, wide-ranging network of security cameras around the city. It is one of the most advanced systems of its kind anywhere, and they literally can watch almost every corner of this city through closed-circuit televisions. But Apparently, their system, just about a few days before the inauguration, got infected with malware, and it affected 123 of the 187 cameras on their network. Particularly, it affected the recorders that would store video. So if something were to happen, you go back and look at that moment in time, and you say, oh, well, that's what happened. We can see this. But apparently, for a while, for about 5 days, while they had to reboot the system and strip everything down to bare bones and reload all of the software, they really did not have that system in place leading up to the inauguration.
Interesting. It's almost as if the hackers knew there were going to be protests.
Yeah,
huh.
they knew that.
Interesting.
Isn't that well? Listen, the police department believes that this is just that ransomware. I mean, look, I've had the computer that is right here in front of me now has been infected, and to some degree, I believe it is still infected with ransomware. It keeps popping. All these little weird things keep popping up on this computer. It happens to people, and it's very hard to get rid of unless you're willing to actually take everything on your computer, blitz it all out, and reload everything from ground zero. It's the only way to get rid of it.
Well, the ransomware is they want you to pay.
That's right.
They want you to pay, you know, sometimes millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in order for them to give you your computer back.
That's right.
Now, they were able to not have to do that. They did not pay the ransom, and they resolved the problem. They took the devices offline, as you said.
That's right.
They managed to get around that. But that happens to, like you said, just ordinary people who click on the, you know, everything that happens to come across
their computer. In this particular case, it was a Southwest Airlines file. I thought Southwest Airlines was sending me information about a flight that I was about to take, and when I clicked on it, it was malware.
Also forwarding all the videos of the kittens and the puppies that come across too?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it can happen very quickly.
Yeah.
It took them 4 straight days of stripping all of the software out, putting new software back in, fresh software from the original files to get this thing back up. The good news is, once we got to Inauguration Day, everything was working well, but we came very close to losing that valuable tool. 650 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res with a great deal for you to have your carpets looking like new again. Listen to this special offer. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. If you're noticing traffic patterns worn into your carpets, spills, odors, or pet stains, trust me, they'll disappear after a Zero Res clean. Zero Res can also clean hard surfaces like wood floors, tile, grout, granite, and upholstery. So call Zero Res right now. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. 3 rooms of carpets for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least 1 percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6. And he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor. True story. He goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real
community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 6:53. Time to check and see how your money's doing for the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher.
Hey, good morning. Stock futures are lower this morning. Economic data and a handful of earnings should guide trading today. Reports are due on personal income, consumer spending, and pending home sales. It's expected all three rose in December. And we'll get earnings news from General Growth Properties, which owns malls across the country. Some retailers blame slower mall traffic for a drop in their business. Delta Airlines is canceling about 80 flights today on top of 170 yesterday. Its essential IT system failed, and it took until midnight Eastern time to restore all services. The Senate is expected to vote today on whether to confirm Rex Tillerson, the former CEO of ExxonMobil, as President Trump's Secretary of State. And the Federal Reserve begins its first two-day policy meeting of the new year tomorrow. No change in interest rates is expected. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Once all this is over, you're going to pay for everything you've done.
Everyone will, including you.
Tonight.
Nobody's going anywhere,
especially you.
When the ones you trust most.
A word of advice. Take Ryan out before he takes you out.
Are the ones to fear.
He will betray you.
No one.
How far do you want us to go?
As far as it takes.
He's safe.
Millions of lives will be lost.
Quantico, all new tonight, 10, 9 central after The Bachelor on ABC.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. I'm sorry, it's not Jamie Whitten. It is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Art's just going so well. I was going to have a perfect morning. Yeah. All right, Art, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wednesday comes around Thursday, she'll be back. She'll be back to normal. It's okay. At Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, it's beginning to build in volume. It's a 9-minute trip. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's about a 10 or 15 minute commute. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, 25 minutes. It's very slow here. And 270 southbound from 121 to the 370 area, it's about a 15, 16 minute trip. Good news on the Green Line to Branch Avenue. All that problem they had has been cleared. However, the Red Line is still single tracking between Tacoma and Silver Spring. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just left over flurries now. Snow pushing well east of us. We'll get some clearing into the afternoon. Breezy and chilly, 38. Tonight, 29 as overcast thickens back up. Tuesday, clouds in the morning with some partial sunshine later, 52. And mild on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees at 6:56. Yeah, we got a little snow this morning in some areas, and it's causing schools to be somewhat delayed in some of the jurisdictions. You can get the complete list at WMAL.com and just go to our Storm Center button, click on that, and it's got a complete listing for you. Let me just run through. This is not a very extensive list, but it does impact a lot of people. Opening 2 hours late, Calvert, Charles, Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg City Schools, Prince George's County Schools, Prince William County Schools, St. Mary County Schools, opening 2 hours late. Closed are Spotsylvania County Schools and Stafford County Schools, where apparently they got more significant amounts of snow. In our particular area, the snow seems to be dwindling down, maybe even completely gone by now. We are not looking for snow to last very long. The temperatures are hovering right around the freezing mark, and so I would say by midday, whatever remnants of snow we have will be just a memory, but it does mean that a lot of kids get to sleep in an extra hour and get to school just a little bit late this morning.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, are you okay with driving in the snow?
Yeah.
As a Jersey girl, do you know anything about snow?
No, I know nothing about snow. No, I don't mind driving in the snow. I find, and I've never owned an urban assault vehicle. I find those to be the least safe in the snow. those are the ones that are always on the side of the road. You know, remember, I used to commute across the state for many years. And, you know, when you're doing that at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's just slow and steady. You have to be slow and steady. And I'm just afraid of everybody else on the roadway.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we are in an industry where, you know, come hell or high water, you got to be there.
Which is why, yeah, you're my Uber.
That's why I have an urban assault vehicle.
You do have a big truck.
It is the biggest truck ever.
But you need to put, like, kitty litter in the back of it to weigh the back end down, right?
No, it does great. Four-wheel drive, it's good. I got no problem at all. I've driven in snow. I used to have a Blazer, not a Blazer, a Tahoe. I used to have a Tahoe, mm-hmm, and that was great. But now I got this big truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's as long as a railroad car.
Now you're just bragging.
It's the biggest darn
now
thing you ever
you
saw.
Are just bragging.
But it does great. It does great in the snow. So we're gonna be good.
Yeah, the snow is no problem. It's the ice that bothers me.
Yeah,
again,
ice. Nobody's any good.
Ice. Nobody is any good. And you still have. We still have to be here.
Well, listen. Looks like we. You know, this is not going to be a big event. Enjoy. You know, sleeping in for a couple of hours and hanging around the house before you have to go to school. But it looks like we'll be out of it by noon today. It's now time to move forward into the next hour. And boy, I tell you what, I am looking forward to hearing what is on the mind of Joe DeGeneva this morning. He'll come up at 7:05, and then we'll go back into that Screen Actors Guild and their big, you know, their big award show last night, where all of Hollywood's precious snowflakes felt like they had to take the stage and attack Trump. Christian Toto will join us at 7:35. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, and means it's time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A cumulus.